cut a check, baby. We'll explain.
And did Keke Palmer call Claire Huxtable uppity? Girl, you about to have all them 80s babies coming for you.
Also, Arnold Schwarzenegger says he regrets telling Maria Shriver's mom that her daughter has some nice clappers.
We'll explain.
Welcome to Dish Nation.
Yay!
Okay, Jesse, what is that hot dish burning today?
Well, y'all, Brian McKnight Jr. says everyone can stop riding him about changing his name because it ain't happening. Oh. So remember, there's been some controversy surrounding Brian McKnight and him naming his baby son with his new wife, Brian McKnight Jr., because he already had a grown son named Brian McKnight Jr. from a previous marriage.
Right.
Well, Brian McKnight Jr., the first one, hopped on social media and let everyone know, despite his daddy giving away his name, he's never changing it. Listen to this.
And I appreciate my lineage. I appreciate where my name comes from. And it's also my son's name. So I just, in my heart, feel like that I would give off such an incredibly wrong message, an example, if I changed my name just because of what my father did.
Okay, he said what he said.
I'm not mad about anything he said.
At all. And it seems like he's like in a good headspace about it. You know, even maybe as a constellation, he can call himself Brian McKnight 2, like T-O-O.
Yeah. Or just like, I tell you what I think is going to happen is like, I think Brian McKnight Jr., the first, over time is going to have the upper hand on this because second junior is going to know when he gets a little older that he's the second junior, you know?
And
then
messy.
Also, if you ride it out long enough, you will be the main Brian McKnight.
Bye.
Wow.
Just time.
That was so dark.
Ride it out.
I just think it's awful, honey. Then Brian McKnight Jr., the first junior, names his child Brian McKnight the third.
Yeah, it's just a lot of Brian McKnights going on, and I'm sick of it at this
point. I would change my name to Megan, honey, if I was him.
Megan McKnight.
That's right.
That's got a ring to it, though.
Nah,
right?
Megan
McKnight,
Now, Nicki Minaj is being dragged to court. So West Hollywood jeweler Rose Ark is claiming Onika and her stylist Brett Allen Nelson damaged some of their expensive jewels. So like many jewelers, Rose Ark loaned Barbie some bling bling for a public appearance. But when it came time to return the gems, the company is claiming that they weren't returned on time. And then when Nicki's stylist finally showed up with the jewels, they was damaged. The opposite of uncut gems. Nicki and her stylist said that's not true and refused to pay for the damages. So Rose Ark was like, okay, cool, we just gonna sue you and your stylist for $26,239.50 plus interest.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, to me, this is a publicity stunt.
It
but
is.
Go ahead, hey, Craig.
That's what the attorney feels like,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
right. Saying that.
Sometimes you're a jeweler. You got diamonds all over the place. It's yours.
Right. So educate me on this. So
they could have fixed it and left this a silent situation.
Right.
They shouldn't loan their jury out if they don't want it.
That's what I'm
saying.
And also, like, shouldn't you have
stones
like a policy?
Stones fall out sometimes.
Yeah.
It just happens. You fix it. You're a jewelry store.
And, I mean, maybe it's some light damage, but you know, if anything, I can understand, like, you know, you being your feelings about them returning the jewelry late.
Right.
You know what
yeah,
I'm saying? Because
right.
like, somebody had signed up to check out the jewelry.
So they got it back. Be happy you got it back. If it was what's his name, you wouldn't have got it back.
Sean Kingston.
Wait, he running off on the plug?
He is the hamburger of jewelry.
He don't return it. Allegedly, he don't return it.
Why it'll never work.
I'm screaming.
Well, baby, honey, these Gen Zers, honey, just don't get it. Now, Keke Palmer, honey, got some audacity, honey. Can y'all believe that she called Claire Huxtable, played by the Felicia Rashad, uppity?
No, Gary.
Yes.
Well, let me break it down for the kids who don't know, y'all. Claire was a beautiful, rich attorney who was the mother of five and the wife to Heathcliff Huxtable on The Cosby Show. Mm-hmm. Now, let's just say the show was a little before Keke's time, but baby sis obviously has caught some reruns, and here's what she had to say. Ooh.
He was uppity, y'all, today. Bottom line. Oh, really? Oh, I just, girl, stop.
It was still cool, though.
Was it?
Because her man was a doctor.
She was just so, like, you know, I'm Claire. Oh, Cliff. Girl, say what you're saying.
I mean, I will say in hindsight, you know, Claire Huxtable did give Jack and Jill vibes.
Really?
You know, anybody who was a part of that program, you know?
I feel like Claire was bougie, right?
No.
I feel like she was bougie, but why not?
The show was the damn show.
Period.
Watched it, we enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But I think that was a slice of life because if you look at everybody else that was on TV around that time, you think of the Aunt Esther's of the world who was a completely different slice of the pie than what Claire Huxtable was. So at the time, it was a breath of fresh air.
That was Georgia Weezy Jefferson.
Exactly. And then you look at and then you look at like Claire Huxtable literally led the way to like the dark skin Aunt Viv. You know what I mean? Like all those women, like they were just such pivotal women to see on television.
She low-key paved the way for Maxine on Living Single.
Okay.
Right? But she was no more bougie than Florida on Good Time.
Okay. Whoa.
No, not really.
No, they were from
they lived in Cabrini. Florida was kind of freaky. Yeah. Oh, James.
Well, moving on, honey, y'all. Tyler James William, honey, is tired of people saying that he is part of the sorority, honey, and says the rumors about his sexuality can do more harm than good. I feel you, Tyler, because, honey, I mean, they're doing the same thing to me.
Oh. People be confused about your sexuality,
Who is confused, Gary?
Honey, you. Name. A lot of y'all. I mean,
really?
I tell people all the time, I'm not gay or straight.
You've been delivered?
No, I'm confused.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay, Gary. over the weekend, the Abbott Elementary star took to IG and stated he wouldn't address stuff like this, but felt the conversation was bigger than him. He wrote, overanalyzing someone's behavior in an attempt to catch them directly contributes to the anxiety of a lot of queer and queer-questioning people feel when they fear living in their truth. It also reinforces any archetype many straight men have to live under that is oftentimes unrealistic, less free, and limits individual expression.
That was a lot of words.
Yeah.
He knows a lot of words. He went to college.
Like, all his words had like 40 letters
in them. That boy's smart.
Yeah.
But I think people started questioning him allegedly. Somebody said they may have saw him having a pedicure and a manicure. Men have pedicures and manicures.
They say that kind of. Feet done.
I hate a man with dirty nails.
But
who you tell?
Oh my God.
You're like a man with dirty nails?
I don't like that. Because, you know, I like certain activities.
My face with them dirty nails?
But I mean, you're a hard worker.
No. When you come over here, I like certain finger activity. I like remote control. Like,
they make toothbrushes. You can just get under
hands on. Exactly. I'm just glad I know where he stands, because now I have a chance.
You into it? You into Tyler James?
What? I love Chris. Yes.
Well, y'all, it looks like we'll have to wait a little longer to party on Pete Davidson and Colin Jost's boat.
Yeah.
Don't get too excited. It's not a yacht. He told reporters while attending the red carpet premiere of Transformers Rise of the Beasts that he and his former Saturday Night Live co-star were so stoned that they purchased a decommissioned Staten Island ferry at an auction for a little over $280,000.
Wow.
That's pretty high right there.
Yeah.
Pete admitted that he had no idea what's going on with it, and he joked, hopefully it turns into a transformer and gets out of there so he can stop paying for it.
Mm-mm. Gosh.
I think this is hilarious.
Does that boat work?
I don't know.
It's
probably old if it's decommissioned.
Exactly.
It's big.
So,
it's a big old ferry.
But they should put it in insurance hell and burn it. I mean,
it's New York. Things just randomly catch on fire all the time.
Cigarette fell.
Hold on. What's the highest purchase that any of y'all may have made or heard of someone making in case it wasn't you who made it?
I just made it 2 months ago. I bought a car cash.
No, I'm not talking about like high dollar amount.
Purchase. Yeah. I gotta go through my Uber Eats receipts.
Yeah.
that's where you look at, find it.
It's like, yo, who knew that so many people would bring you food after 1 a.m.?
Yeah. We've all been there.
Up next, find out what stupid comment Arnold Schwarzenegger regrets he made to Eunice Kennedy Shriver. More details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Yay.
Okay. Arnold Schwarzenegger has been in a ton of movies, right? Everybody's got a favorite Arnold movie. Unfortunately, Meet the Parents wasn't one of them because it sounds like it should have been. In his new Netflix documentary, Arnold talks about being introduced to Maria Shriver by her mother, Eunice Kennedy Shriver, at a party in 1977 and the conversation that followed. Arnold said, she came up to me and said, my daughter's really fond of you. And I said, wow. Your daughter has a really nice ass.
What
a stupid thing to say. I don't even know why I said it.
To her mama?
Then he definitely said, who is your daddy? And what does he do? Arnold, man, uncaged in the late
but
70s.
He's not from the U.S., so he probably thought you could do that. Maybe in his country,
he
you
knows
can
Australia.
He definitely knew better.
No, but a lot of people from Australia, other countries, yeah, like watch. Like American programs mm-hmm. to learn how to exactly. talk, sure. depending yeah. on what he was watching, man.
He probably didn't know, and I'm sad, and that's probably why he got with the maid then.
Oh my gosh. The maid was like 3 decades later.
Oh, really?
Because she had yes. a nicer ass?
Yeah. She definitely had bigger clappers, because like yeah, Maria Shriver is like yeah. light as a feather, yeah. stiff as a board. Like yeah, yeah, yeah. The booty is not existent.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
The maid had. Yeah, the maid had a Hispanic clap. Hispanic clappers are different. Yeah. Okay?
They clap on their own. Yeah. They self-clapping yeah, 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 sometimes yeah, once yeah. you get it rolling.
This is I never knew that her mom introduced them. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, most cool. of the time when a mother tries to introduce you to her daughter, it's not Maria Shriver.
Right. yeah. Right. This is interesting.
Okay, y'all remember the tour drama between Anita Baker and Babyface, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Let me just let y'all know the show was running late, and Miss Baker requested that Babyface not perform so that she had time to do her full set, child. No, Monday, Anita sent out a vague tweet about people turning on her. And Lord, that opened the floodgates, child. Mm. With Black Twitter saying she beefed with other male stars, including Luther Vandross. Mm-hmm. Well, baby, Miss Baker had time yesterday, honey. She gathered the entire internet,
yes,
darling.
Honey, yes.
She tweeted, "Dear ma'am, Mr. Vandross and I were one of the most successful R&B pop sold-out arena concert tours of its time. Mm. As successful business partners often do. We had disagreements. We also had joy."
Nah, that's why she wrote that song, "You Bring Me Joy."
Yeah,
nah.
Ma'am.
Okay, but sis,
she
like,
called everybody ma'am.
Okay, yeah. But come on now. Like, we're not going to forget the fact that when she was touring with Luther, they had to have different stages.
Yes.
They had to have different entrances backstage. Like, she wanted
really?
Nothing to... Yeah, it was a lot, girl.
They were like both that. Divas.
They both
way.
Were divas, that's exactly. Right, honey. They yeah. both had demands.
That's right, honey. Luther had his girls in Bob Mackie gowns and
yeah.
things, honey.
And you couldn't walk Luther's that's way. Right. You had to walk around.
That's oh. right.
Did you say demands? Demands are demands.
Shut up!
They both had demands.
They both had demands?
Wait, well, I didn't. Is he?
I love this job.
If you don't get out of here.
I love this job.
Leave Luther, may he rest in
peace. Yes,
I had
Lord.
No idea. I didn't know. I didn't
really,
know.
You still don't.
Yeah, because a chair is still a chair.
Okay.
Not a hole.
Don't even worry about it.
Okay.
Up next from Tyler Lord. Perry Sisters with this year with the actor and director Brian Jordan Jr. You don't want to miss it. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Guest
can be seen on the Tyler Perry Show Sisters as Maurice, and now he's stepping over into the director's chair for the regional version of the classic The Wiz. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up one time for Brian Jordan Jr.
Thank you.
So congratulations on season 6 of Sisters that just started last Wednesday. What can we expect from Maurice this season?
Oh, man. Uh-oh. Just a bunch of drama.
Okay.
Some funny and in between, some laughing, loving, healing, pain.
Okay.
A bunch. I'm excited. Maurice is fresh out of jail, so.
Oh.
You know what time it is.
It's exciting, though. It's exciting. A lot.
Now, which sister was your favorite in the beginning, and which sister is your favorite now? Because a whole lot of sisters on the show.
Y'all trying to get me in trouble. Sisters like to fight.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
The correct answer is all of them are my favorite. Beginning, Sabrina is Maurice's best friend, so I really love Sabrina in the beginning, but Karen reminds me so much of the women that I know in my life, and so I think that Karen is probably my favorite today.
Brian, our sister Jessie is single and ready to settle down. Do you have any sisterly dating advice for her?
Yes, please, help a sister out.
Don't settle. Don't settle. That's for anybody who's single. Mm-hmm. Don't settle, and also... I think that the work on yourself is how you attract what you really desire.
Ooh, okay.
Say that again.
Self-work. Say it one more time.
Self-work.
The work on yourself is how you attract right. what you truly desire.
Because our sister has lost her virginity 5 times.
Oh, come on, Brad. Oh, he did not know this.
At church.
No, wait. Uh-uh. Wait,
so a preacher. It's a preacher that you want.
Yes, a man of the cloth.
Oh, my God.
Yes, hallelujah.
Like an amen or an oh, my.
Oh, man.
I can imagine you being the first lady.
Or a fifth one, because it was 5 times.
How did it feel
ever go from acting to directing? And did, like, you know, OG Tyler Perry give you some tips and advice when it comes to directing your own production?
Mm-hmm. You know, so before I started on Sisters, I had a career in the theater. That's where I started. I went to Tisch School of the Arts. I trained at the Debbie Allen Dance Academy.
Love her.
But when I got to TPS and I started filming, the way that we film is so much like theater. Mm. And I learned so much from Mr. Perry. His directing style is very different and unique, and he can rigorous. Do everything. Mm-hmm. He does everything. He gonna operate the camera, fix the costume, fix your hair, tell you what to say. Like, he writes everything, and so it's just, he's a master of that. Wow. And being in a room with him one day is just a huge wealth of knowledge, for sure.
Totally. So which song or scene from The Wiz was your favorite to recreate?
Mm-hmm. Probably the Emerald City sequence, that gold, red, green we recreated. We brought it up to 2023.
Okay.
And, oh, very cool.
And so we're calling it Lemon Pepper Wiz.
Oh.
So it's some Atlanta
that
flair
is so
in there.
Atlanta.
Atlanta flair. So
come
the
on, Wingstop.
Is Rick Ross the title sponsor?
It ain't too late, Ricky. It ain't too late.
Yo, we are all excited about it. When and where can people see The Wiz?
June 16th, True Colors Theater. You can get tickets at truecolorstheater.org. We run from June 16th to July 2nd. Get the tickets now. They're selling fast.
Because we all love The Wiz.
Yes. The Wiz. Yeah.
All right, so, Brian, tell me, if you had to cast us as characters on The Wiz, who would I play?
Okay. You would be... I'd probably make you the lion.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because you just have that charisma that you need for... The lion is always the star of the show.
He wins
people's hearts, and then he's so funny. I think that you'd be a lion.
I think
I'd
make a great lion.
And he's scary,
lion.
Too, but then she's tough. Exactly.
Yeah. Great character.
Yeah.
That would be cute.
Gary the lion.
Gary the lion.
Well, it was great hanging out with you, Brian. Congratulations on directing and all of your success. Make sure that you guys catch Brian on BET Sisters, and make sure you don't want to move anywhere, because we got more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, it's our last story of the day, so...
This is it!
Well, y'all, the no-fly list just got a little bit longer. One intoxicated woman has gone viral for forcing a flight to make an emergency landing due to her unruly behavior. Mm-hmm. Flight attendants of a Southwest flight had to drag this woman off the plane, and she spit on her fellow passengers. They had to cover her mouth with what seemed to be a notebook.
I just want to apologize to all the flight attendants. Y'all,
oh,
they
God.
Put up way too
no,
much.
No, they don't get paid no. enough for this.
No. Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with this lady?
The drugs seem to be drugging.
Yeah.
You know?
Drugging, because she's trying to
drag them.
Yeah, you see the way they tooted and booted her
Yo,
ass off?
It's the way in the video you just
It's the way they drag it.
Yeah. I love the paper her baby.
Yo,
I but can't. Spitting on somebody is such a personal thing that,
no,
like, yo,
no,
I would have allowed every passenger to kill her and help cover it up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Had she spit on me as she slid down, and I probably would have kicked her.
You spit on me on a plane, baby. I'm going to stomp you right through them planes.
The captain comes through, and he's like, we'd like you to return your tray tables to their upright positions.
Yeah.
Get your feet in the aisle and get one good kick on this crazy chair.
Y'all can put me on the plane. I'll spit on all y'all asses on the way out.
Man, I would have hit her body in the overhead compartment so fast.
Okay.
Oh, I love it.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.